welcome to another edition of the program.
This is Live Through Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGarment.com. And today is January 3rd, 2008. And, of course, the big thing that's going on right now is, of course, the Iowa caucus. And I'll just read off what's going on. On the Democrat side of the fence, it looks like Barack Obama is going to win. He has 37% of the vote. And then we have John Edwards with 30% of the vote. And then we have Hillary Clinton with 29% of the vote. And pretty much, well, what else we got here? We have Bill Richardson with 2%, Joe Biden with 0.9%, and Chris Dodd with 0.04%. So, and of course, Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel, they got nothing. So that's the Democrat side of it. On the Republican side of it, I know everybody's anxious to hear how Ron Paul is doing. And Ron Paul right now is in fifth place. He has 10%. And looks like Mike Huckabee is going to win the Iowa caucus with 33% of the vote right now. And that's followed up by Mitt Romney with 25%. And then Fred Thompson with 13%. You got John McCain with 13%. Ron Paul with 10%, as I mentioned before, and Rudy Giuliani with 3.6%, and Duncan Hunter's got something like 0.43. So basically, Ron Paul at around 10% right now, and there were some interesting things that were going on. There was one particular county, Linn County, all of a sudden Rudy Giuliani got like 3,000 votes out of nowhere and propelled him past Ron Paul, but that looked like it was a computer error, and they've since changed that, and now he's back down to 3.6%. 3.6% actually is the toll right now. And right now we have 72% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side, and on the Democrat side we have 91%. And I mean, it's hard to say what happened here. I was expecting Ron Paul to do a lot better, and I don't think this is a complete disaster. I know there's a lot of people out there who were kind of bummed out. They expected a lot more, and I can't blame them. I expected a lot more from this as well. I was expecting a top three finish, especially considering that he's the only anti-war candidate, and I figured he would have immediately grabbed all of the Republicans that are against the war. And there have been polls where 30-something percent of Republicans are against the war. So I figured he would have gotten a lot more support. But of course, these elections, I mean, the past couple elections, the presidential elections that we've had in this country have been riddled with all sorts of fraud. So it's hard to say if this is even a legitimate total. But with that in mind, the fact that he has 10%, I think, is somewhat encouraging. It could have been far worse. But I certainly expected a lot more. So with 72% of the precincts reporting, it looks like Ron Paul is going to finish in fifth place. I have no clue how Fred Thompson managed to get, 13.6% of the vote right now. That just baffles me. This man looks like a corpse up there. He doesn't even look like he even wants to be engaged in this election. I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. But anyway, we have to break. We're going to break this all down the other side, and we'll take your phone calls. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back to the program. If you'd like to call into the show and comment on what's going on with the Iowa caucus, that phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If you have any comments on what's going on. And again, as I said before, Ron Paul, it looks like he's going to finish in fifth place. He's got roughly around 10% of the vote. And I have another update. I'm getting my updates from political.com. This is from sources within the Associated Press. They're the ones who are actually updating these figures. And again, Mike Huckabee looks like he's going to win with 33% of the vote. And he's followed by Mitt Romney with 25%. Fred Thompson, 13%. McCain also with 13%. And then Ron Paul with 10%. And I'm really baffled at how Fred Thompson managed to get 13% of the vote. This guy doesn't even look like he's engaged in the whole process. This guy gets up there, and literally, he looks like he's part of the Walking Dead. He's totally unenthusiastic about campaigning. He gets up there in these debates, and he just spouts off the same rhetoric. And, of course, he's associated with the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, for that matter, I mean, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee also have associations with the CFR. And it's just amazing that people actually continue to vote for these people. And I look at this field of candidates, I think it's plain as day that all these candidates besides Ron Paul on the Republican side of it are just a bunch of bought and paid phonies. But of course, you had this big media push for Mike Huckabee. I think that's why he won Iowa. And Mitt Romney, he spent an outrageous amount of money on the state. He spent millions of his money just trying to get votes. And the fact that he ended up in second place, I think, is a major, major failure for his campaign. But overall, this is I don't think it's the end of the world for the Ron Paul campaign. I think it's good that he managed to get 10%, although I was still expecting much more. I was expecting much more. Just based upon the anti-war vote, based upon his support on the internet, And granted, there may be vote fraud out there. It's hard to say. No one really knows. But, you know, we're just going to have to see how that plays out. But we have a call. Jeff in Colorado, you're on the air.
Well, howdy. Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I don't trust these results at all. I think he did a lot better than that. Iowa, if you heard about what happened in August in the straw poll, totally corrupt election process going on in Iowa. It happened to be Cannon also. I just can't wait to hear tomorrow some of the details to see if people that were there, if in their opinion, you know, because they were there, if in their opinion and they were cheated. You know, I can't wait to hear, but I don't trust it at all.
Well, yeah, it's hard to trust the whole voting process in general. It almost seems like the media just tries to create reality, and then from there they just play out the results with the fraudulent voting machines and everything else.
Oh, yeah. When I'm in the steam room, you know, talking to people, I'll just go down the list of all the records that Ron Paul has broken, the number of activists he has, 85,000, you know, the fundraising and, you know, all the – and they just sit there dumbfounded. How come they haven't heard about it? It's because the old media is that corrupt. They are doing everything they can. And that corruption, it's alive and well in Iowa, I'm convinced, the Republican Party. I think they've been rigging elections in those straw polls since the Buchanan times.
Well, yeah, I was interested you mentioned the straw poll. I remember that. And didn't Mitt Romney, didn't he bus in like a bunch of people from out of state? He spent like an outrageous amount of money to win that straw poll.
Yeah. And it came down to if I recall, they delayed the tally for 2.5 hours because two machines went down. And everybody's standing there just having a fit saying, hey, listen, we can count those ballots by hand in 10 minutes, you know. Oh, no, 2.5 hours. And there's people I heard that had called in the Alex Jones show that conducted exit polls, and Ron Paul was winning the exit poll 2-1, you know, 40% versus like 20%, you know, like he's always been doing. And, of course, I mean, it just stunk to high heaven what comes out of those Iowa straw polls, I tell you.
Well, you know, what was really interesting about the Iowa straw poll is I remember, like, right after it, they had this huge media circus proclaiming Mitt Romney the victor and how he won the straw poll. The whole thing just looked like it was completely staged.
Yeah. You know, I'm originally from Iowa, and that was – got to be a smart decision for that state to get some extra cash by just saying, hey, let's be the first, you know, to get all of that advertising revenue and everything. Because, you know, I mean, at one time, Iowa actually used to manufacture engines and stuff in the early 1900s. It's amazing. And now, you know, even in my old town, we used to manufacture farm equipment. I mean, all of that stuff is gone. And so they can use the money there, I guarantee you. Well, I do need to get going. I was going to go work out, so.
Okay, well, I appreciate the call.
You bet. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. And, yeah, you know, it's really interesting, the whole manufacturing base of our country just being sold out. I mean, it's being shipped overseas, and, you know, that's just a sad reality. But, you know, it's interesting because the Iowa straw poll, I remember that, the Ames straw poll, the huge straw poll they have in Iowa. I remember when that took place, and yes, you had the delay before they announced the results, and there just was something about the whole thing that just didn't seem right. And it's hard to say if the same thing happened here. You know, it's very possible considering the track record of the elections that we've had in the past 8 years with these presidential elections. I mean, in 2000 and 2004, there's been all sorts of weird stuff going on. Let's move on to another call. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How much money did Ron Paul spend in Iowa?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think he really spent really all that much. I remember seeing figures talking about how Mitt Romney spent, I think it was like $7 million, and Mike Huckabee spent like $1.4 million. But
right, I saw
I'm not
that
exactly
on TV
sure.
earlier. You're right on that.
With a $7 million figure?
Yeah, $7 million figure is what Romney spent in $1.4 for Huckabee. I too, like you, am disappointed that he didn't do better. But I said from the very beginning, I'd be very thankful if he gets a third place spot. But fifth, the 10%, the Iowa caucuses are a strange breed. It's just a different way of doing it. But I expect him to do much better in New Hampshire. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm actually from New Hampshire, and I think he's going to do extremely well because we have a lot of people here who are very libertarian-minded.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who are – they're not affiliated with either political party. And you got a lot of people up north who I think are going to jump right on the Ron Paul bandwagon. So I think he's definitely going to do a lot better in this state, much better than he did in Iowa.
I certainly hope so, because I'll say this. If he doesn't get the nomination or if he's not running, I really, for myself, can't see much future for America's Tweedledee or Tweedledum. And I think the country is going to continue to go on the slide. And the people in this country are really dumbed down, as knowledge-wise, as the Constitution, everything. And I'm just disappointed. I'm really, really sad that he didn't do better tonight. So
I am too. I mean, well, what's interesting is that, I mean, he isn't that far off from third and fourth place, because you have McCain and Thompson at 13%. But I really believe that he was going to come in at least third place in the Iowa caucus. And, you know, I'm just surprised they didn't finish better. Because, I mean, as you said, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, it just defies belief that all these people are voting for these CFR members and people who aren't even providing any real solutions in the debates to the problems that we have, especially with the economy. Ron Paul is the only candidate out there that understands the economic problems that we're facing with our monetary system. That's going to be key in the next few years.
You don't remember this, but I do. I remember the election of 1968 when George Wallace was running for president, and Richard Nixon said, "Do you want 4 years of action or a moment's satisfaction?" And I said, "I wanted a moment's satisfaction. I voted for George Wallace." And then they shot him later on that summer. So, I don't know. It's the whole problem is that the American people have been dumbed down so much they just don't know. They think they're living in a democracy. And, well, anyway, thank you very much for your time, sir. Good talking to you.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And, oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, I was really hoping for a third-place finish for Ron Paul. And I got some updated figures. Let's see here. We now have 76% of the precincts reporting. Of course, Mike Huckabee still at 33%. Mitt Romney with 25%. And John McCain and Fred Thompson both at 13%. And then Ron Paul is floating around 10%. He's at 9.9% right now, coming in fifth place. And, yeah, I mean, it looks like that's where he's going to end up. He's going to finish in fifth place. But I do think he is going to do a lot better in New Hampshire. I don't think there is any question about that. There's been a history of candidates like Pat Buchanan winning outright the New Hampshire primary. So I think there's definitely something to look forward to with the New Hampshire primary. And because I just don't see Mike Huckabee or Mitt Romney doing well up here. I just don't, especially Romney. People have seen all the stuff that he's done in Massachusetts with the mandatory health care and all this other big government collectivism that he brings to the table. And I don't think he's going to do that well. But we have to break. We're going to get back on the other side. We're going to talk more about the Iowa caucuses. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Preisrätsel winken.
Okay, welcome back to the program. And we're talking about the Iowa caucus. And again, if you just tuned in, looks like Ron Paul is going to end up in fifth place with around 10% of the vote. So far, we have 76% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side of the fence. And on the Democrat side of the fence, they have 95% of the precincts reporting. And it looks like Barack Obama is going to win on that side. Back to the Republicans, Mike Huckabee has been declared the winner on many of the major networks, and he has an overwhelming lead over all the other candidates. 33% of the vote he currently has, and in second place, Mitt Romney with 25%, and Fred Thompson and John McCain are falling behind with 13%. And I don't know. It is disappointing. But I'm still optimistic in Ron Paul's presidential campaign. And even if he doesn't become the Republican nominee, even if that doesn't happen, just as long as Ron Paul is up there, as long as possible, debating these people and putting these issues, like the issue of the Federal Reserve System, the monetary system, things like that, as long as he continues to put these things out there into the public lexicon, the better off we'll be, because more and more people start to realize what's happening. And I see what's going on with the economy. And if this economy starts to get really, really bad in the next few months, and it very well could, considering we now have $100 a barrel oil price, we have gold around $860 an ounce, that keeps going up. The dollar is being devalued to the point where people are having a hard time just getting by. As they start to see this financial system unravel further and further, I think more people are going to start jumping on his campaign. The question is his campaign going to grow exponentially large enough to get to the point where people get on board and take him to become the Republican nominee? That's really the question. And I think we'll find out a lot with the Wyoming caucuses coming up. I think he's going to do very well there. I mean, he's polled well in Alaska and in states where the populations are relatively low and you have a relatively rural population like Wyoming. I think he'll do well in Wyoming. I think he's going to do well in New Hampshire. And moving forward, just as long as he can continue to pick up more and more momentum, I think we'll be in good shape. I still think Ron Paul, even if he doesn't win, he'll be one of the last three or four candidates up there continuing to preach the message. And that's really what's important, even if he doesn't win, as long as we get the message out there. But seriously, I mean, it's going to be tough. If he doesn't get elected president, we're going to be facing a hard 4 years ahead of us, no question. It doesn't matter which one of these clowns gets elected. It doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney. It doesn't matter. All of these people are the same. I mean, you look at these people in the actual debates. They don't bring up any pertinent issues. They don't bring up anything pertinent. All they do is get up there and they say, oh, I'm the candidate for change. I represent change, and there's nothing behind it. Ron Paul's the real candidate of change because he wants to restore the Constitution, bring our military back home from overseas. There isn't any of the other candidates that are talking along those lines. That's what we need to do in order to save this country. We cannot afford to have our military all around the world any longer. But these globalists, these people who believe in a new world order, who believe in global government, they're not looking at it from the perspective of what's best for the American people and what's best for our national sovereignty. They're looking at what's best for global government, what's best for the military-industrial complex. And a Ron Paul presidency would just derail their plans just dramatically. And can you imagine if Ron Paul, as president, brought back all the troops home within the first 6 months to a year of his presidency? That would change things dramatically. And that's why these people are scared of him. They are definitely scared of him because he is the real change candidate. They're not promoting Mike Huckabee and Hillary Clinton just for laughs. They're promoting these people because they're going to continue this whole charade. And I think it's clear right now that Hillary Clinton is still the corporate approved frontrunner that they want to get in to be the next president. I mean, how many years of Bush and then Clinton and Bush and then Clinton are we going to have? I mean, pretty much throughout my entire life, we've had a Bush or a Clinton in the White House in some fashion. Bush as vice president, then Bush as president, then Clinton, then Bush, and now might have Clinton again. It's absolutely crazy. Anyway, we have to break. We're back on the other side with more news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back to the show. I'd like to call in and comment on the Iowa caucuses. The phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we'll give you another update on the figures. Not much has changed. Ron Paul is still sitting in around 10%, a little under 10% actually. And nothing else has changed. Mike Huckabee is going to win this. We have 78% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side. Mike Huckabee's in first with 33%. Mitt Romney still in second with 25%. McCain and Fred Thompson in third and fourth with around 13%, about neck and neck. And then Ron Paul, as I said before, with a little under 10%. On the Democrat side of it, Barack Obama, 37%. Hillary Clinton, or actually John Edwards, with 29%. Around 29.85%, Hillary Clinton with 29.36%. So that's pretty much where it stands right now. Doesn't look like a lot is going to change until we get 100% of the precincts in, but that's basically where it stands. I'm going to get into some other news stories. So I think we pretty much beat the caucuses to death, but I do want to hear what everybody thinks of what's happened here with the results. Ron Paul looks like he's going to end up in fifth place. And well, what's good about it, at least, is that he finished way ahead of Rudy Giuliani, which I think is at least that's encouraging. But I'm still baffled how Fred Thompson managed to get 13% of the vote. I mean, I just saw that guy. He looks like a corpse up there. He looks totally unenthusiastic about this whole process. I mean, is the American people still that dumbed down where they're just going to vote for this guy that is devoid of any sort of valid ideas bringing forth into the presidential campaign, and they're just going to vote for him because he was an actor on Law and Order. It's almost as if all these people bought this charade of Fred Thompson, the actor. Oh, he's like Ronald Reagan. It was blatant propaganda. This guy was a lobbyist for I don't know how many years. He was an establishment insider in Washington, D.C. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he still managed to get 13% of the vote. It just defies belief. Either there is a great deal of vote fraud going on here, or we have a lot of work to do in educating people about what's really going on. I'm just not sure. But I would definitely like to hear your thoughts on what happened here in the Iowa caucuses. And again, that number, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Let me get on to some of our news, though, some of our stuff I wanted to talk about. Of course, with the Iowa caucuses going on, that's, of course, the big news. But there are a few other stories I want to mention briefly. This one in particular, there's going to be a new Al-Qaeda tape. And this new tape is going to come from the American Al-Qaeda member, Adam Gadan. And, of course, we know the whole thing is just blatant propaganda that comes from intelligence agencies. But they are actually going to release another one of these tapes. And it's interesting that you have the Bhutto assassination and you have these new Al-Qaeda tapes coming out right before the caucuses and primaries, the first caucuses and primaries. Clearly, this was designed and timed to ensure that the specter of terror is out there in the propaganda outlets like Fox News, CNN, and what have you, because then they can put this issue out to the forefront and then associate these candidates that are supposedly for this phony terror war, and they can tell the American people, look, these people will protect you from the big bad terrorists. Well, you know what? I would rather face the terrorists than lose my freedoms. Bring on the terrorists. Bring them on. If everybody in this country owned a firearm, I don't think we'd have any sort of problem dealing with terrorists. And I have the article up on my website. It's an Associated Press report about this new Al-Qaeda video that's coming out. And it's going to be from Adam Gadan. And, of course, he's got ties back with different family members to AIPAC and these Jewish lobbies. So the whole thing is a big joke. He's clearly an asset of the intelligence agencies that use Al-Qaeda as a front to shield all of their operations that they pull off. They always blame Al-Qaeda. They're the boogeyman that they blame for operations that they pull off. I mean, you see 9/11. You see the Bhutto assassination. And all these other phony terror attacks that they put out there. They always blame on Al-Qaeda. It's always blamed on Al-Qaeda. So this is just more fear-mongering. And they just want us to vote for the candidates that are going to continue the status quo with our military all around the world and continuing to favor this unholy alliance between the federal government and the military-industrial complex. So there you have it. And unfortunately, judging from these poll results, I mean, it just looks like there are still a lot of people who buy into this bogus war on terror. And I'm hopeful that the Wyoming caucus and the New Hampshire primary will have much different results and that we'll start to see Ron Paul slowly gain more momentum as this process unfolds. But it just remains to be seen. And let me see if there's another update. No, it looks like we're still 70% of the precincts reporting. And I have a link up my website, roguegovernment.com, and it's on the very top. And it links directly to the caucus results that are being updated on, I guess it gets updated whenever they get them. But the page refreshes automatically, and it's a link to politico.com in case you want to see the results feed in live on your web browser. That's where I'm getting the results. Let's see. This is some of our news stories I want to get into. Let's see. Bush froze Army bonus payments. And this one's from the Army Times. The Army has temporarily halted bonus payments for more than 20 enlistment, reenlistment, and service extension programs pending enactment of authorizing legislation. President Bush, to the surprise of Congress and the Defense Department, vetoed the fiscal 2008 Defense Authorization Act on December 29th after months bargaining with House and Senate leaders. And hey, I don't have a problem with legislation being vetoed, but I kind of find it comical that the Army has been forced to halt bonus payments for members of the Army. I think that's a joke. I mean, we have a Federal Reserve that prints money out of thin air. I mean, just have the Federal Reserve print up some more money. I mean, that's the answer these people have for everything. If they don't have the money, hey, we'll just print it. But when it comes to Army bonus payments and the VA system, they seem a little reluctant to do that. And I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because they really don't care about any one of us. They don't care about the troops. They don't care especially about the troops that come back home. And that's what's so disgusting about this. On both sides of the phony left-right political paradigm, we have people on the Democrat side, on the Republican side, that want to continue this global empire with our military stretched around the world. We simply cannot afford this. We can't afford it. I mean, what is so difficult to understand about this? Not to mention, it's breaking the military. We've been over in Iraq and Afghanistan longer than we waged World War II. And clearly at this point, we're not over there temporarily. We are there for the long term. And we've had people in the administration say that this could be a war that could last 100 years or 50 years. We could be in Iraq for 50 years. I think Bush even said that we could be in Iraq longer than Korea. It's funny how they didn't mention these things when we first went to war back in 2003. These people are a bunch of criminals. They should be arrested, quite frankly. They should be arrested. They should be put in front of a court, and they should be tried for all of these crimes. The torture facilities, I mean, the blatant treason with the Security Prosperity Partnership, the failure to secure the southern border. I mean, you can go on and on. The list of crimes these people have committed are just off the charts. But then again, these same people, they're not going to ensure that our military men and women in the U.S. Army will get their enlistment bonus. So they're halted. Meanwhile, they could just print money out of thin air and give them their bonuses based upon the money they print out of thin air. I don't know. It just disgusts me. Just something disgusts me about that when stuff like this happens. And don't get me wrong. I am firmly against all these big spending bills. But when it gets to the point where these men and women don't get their bonus payments, I don't understand the mentality behind that at all. And I don't understand the mentality behind our broken VA system. It just doesn't make any sense. It's disgraceful, quite frankly. Some of our news, real quick. Bourse Dubai to acquire stake in the NASDAQ. And this is an article from earthtimes.org. And this gets into how Bourse Dubai is actually acquiring a stake in the NASDAQ, which is the second largest stock exchange here in the United States. And they're also, I guess they're going to be getting a stake in the London Stock Exchange as well. And this is basically what's going on. Our infrastructure and our assets are being bought out by foreign interest. You have the Chinese buying out some portions of the big financial institutions over here. This country is being looted. And that's really what globalism is all about. Because when these people are able, and I hope this doesn't happen, but if we continue in this direction, they will have their new world order. They will have a fully functioning global government. And how they're going to get there is they are trying to ensure that there isn't a strong nation that can stand up against this global government entity. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to move manufacturing bases to different countries so there isn't one nation that can stand up on its own without help from other nations. That's how they're going to form this global government. Because back in World War II, the United States was self-sufficient. We had a huge manufacturing base. We had access to all sorts of food because the heartland of our country, family farms. We had a really solid infrastructure here, and we were self-sufficient. Now, that's gone completely out the window. We are no longer self-sufficient. We have to rely on other nations. We have to import materials and goods from other nations. And this is especially true with our military. We have to buy all these widgets from different countries, bring the widgets back here to create the bomber jets and the tanks and everything that we are using to enforce this coming global government. But this is all by design, because as they move all these manufacturing plants overseas and whatnot, what happens is we become less self-sufficient upon what we have here. And if we have to rely on all these different nations in order to build things and to manufacture things and to function, that means we are held subservient to this global government and these different regional bodies. And that's really what's happening. That's how they're going to form this global government. So this story with the Bourse Dubai acquiring stake in the NASDAQ, I mean, you're seeing it all over the place with these foreign interests coming in and just buying out or buying stake in these different companies, these stock exchanges, financial institutions, I mean, everything. And unfortunately, it's going to continue. Some other news. Let's see here. In the United Kingdom, millions face financial crisis. This is a London Independent article. I'm not going to get into it, but it basically shows how more and more people are being forced to declare bankruptcy because of soaring food and fuel costs. And people are in all sorts of trouble trying to pay off their credit card bills, their mortgages. It's not looking good over there. And that's going to happen here. Well, it's already starting to happen here, but not to the same extent that's happening over the United Kingdom. However, it is going to get to that point as we move forward, especially with the devaluation of the dollar and the rising cost in commodities. I mean, folks, we are at a point in time where oil literally costs $100 a barrel. People's wages are not keeping up with the cost of food and fuel and everything else. So the government figures on inflation are a complete fabrication of reality. They're a joke. It's just propaganda. The whole core inflation statistic is useless. Yeah, it might be good if you don't eat or use fuel or buy things that are essential to everyday life. So clearly, this financial crisis, it's going to hit us hard. And that's why we need to get Ron Paul in office. You know, I'm still a little disheartened about what happened today with the Iowa caucus. I really wish he did better. It's kind of sad that people are just so uninformed about the financial system. I mean, we're in an entire crisis here. It's just unbelievable. A couple minutes left in this segment. Let me cover this one last story. The United Kingdom may crack down on Afghan opium trade. And this was a report that came out of the UK Daily Mail. British troops in Afghanistan could be ordered to risk their lives to combat the country's opium trade after NATO's top soldier warned 2008 will be another record year for poppy growers. Well, yeah, it's interesting. What they do is they shut down all the people who are growing this stuff that aren't affiliated with the with the CIA or these different intelligence agencies that are actually using these poppy crops to further their heroin trade. That's really what's going on. Oh my goodness. All these stories I'm talking about are on my website, roguearmor.com. I encourage you to check them out. But man, yeah, this whole thing with the opium trade is just ridiculous. Last segment coming up, we'll recap the Iowa caucus news. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berke filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of Live Free or Die Radio. Just to recap the Iowa caucus results, we now have 85% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side. Mike Huckabee has come in with 34% thus far. Mitt Romney with 25%, Fred Thompson and John McCain at 13%, Ron Paul at 10%, and then we have Rudy Giuliani with 3%, and Duncan Hunter he only had like 452 votes. He's pretty much at 0%. On the Democrat side of the fence, Barack Obama, this is with 97% of the precincts reporting, Barack Obama is going to win with 37%, followed by John Edwards and Hillary Clinton. John Edwards got 29.82% of the vote so far, and Hillary Clinton has 29.37% of the vote so far. So it's kind of a last-minute race for second place there between Clinton and Edwards. And, you know, what's going to be interesting with Ron Paul getting 10% of the vote roughly, and I don't think this is going to change. 85% of the precincts reporting. Looks like he's going to finish in fifth place. What's going to be interesting is that with Rudy Giuliani, with only 3% of the actual vote in the Iowa caucuses, I don't see how they can possibly deny Ron Paul being part of this upcoming Fox debate or forum or whatever they're doing. And, of course, there's been this controversy because they've declined to include Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter in this Fox News debate forum that they're doing before the New Hampshire primary. I believe it's this Sunday. I don't think they can deny him a spot on that forum at this point, especially since he got three times the amount of votes than Rudy Giuliani did. And he's going to be in the forum, so why not Ron Paul? I think it makes him look really silly. But on the bright side of things, if you look at the national polls, he did a lot better than many of these polls predicted. And yes, I thought he was going to do a lot better. I was predicting a third-place finish for Ron Paul, a top-three finish in Iowa. However, he really didn't end up much further back than John McCain and Fred Thompson. They're only a couple percentage points ahead of him. But I'm still baffled at how Fred Thompson managed to get 13% of the vote. I mean, what is going on here, people? Now, let's just assume there is no vote fraud, and there may have been. Why would you vote for this man? What could possibly go through somebody's mind to say, I'm going to vote for Fred Thompson? I mean, I can't think of one thing that would make me want to vote for this guy based upon his ideology or anything he stands for. His campaign is a joke. It's an absolute joke. And he was a lobbyist for how many years? A Washington, D.C. insider, a associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, and he just looks so disengaged from the process on all the debates I saw. It was just horrible. So I'm really surprised that he managed to get 13%, because largely I thought he was going to get maybe like 4 or 5% of the vote. I thought he was completely out of it. But either way, I think this is something we can at least build upon. It wasn't a total disaster, but it's still slightly disappointing that he didn't get up there to the third place or second place spot, as I kind of hoped that he would have. But the Wyoming caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, I guarantee that Ron Paul is going to perform much better than he did here today. At least I hope. Let's all hope for the sake of our country. My goodness. But anyway, I am out of time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Rick Adams is next. And we'll be back tomorrow. More news and information. Take it easy. With